You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Kimberly Parks, a Harvard-trained clinician, educator, and researcher who is passionate about providing enhanced care using a holistic approach with wellness at its core. She holds 3 board certifications, internal medicine, cardiology, and advanced heart failure and transplantation, and has been practicing in the Boston community for over a decade. And Dr. Parks, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure as well, and thanks for your time. So tell us, Dr. Parks, why don't you start by sharing with us a little bit about your medical background and how you became a physician, a specialist in cardiology, and an expert in lifestyle medicine? I think that would lay a great foundation to kick things off today.
Sure. Well, I wasn't one of those kids that always dreamed about becoming a doctor. I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I grew up, and it took me a while to figure that out. And my pathway really started with exercise physiology and being part of the ballet at my college, et cetera, and analyzing movement patterns of dancers and athletes. And so I thought, gee, this is really interesting. Maybe I'll go to medical school and maybe I'll treat athletes and do sports medicine. And so I thought, okay, I'll go to medical school to do that. And then I did my first rotation, and it was in cardiology. And I watched as a young person came in with a heart attack and got rushed off to the cath lab, and we put a stent in and saved his life. And I thought, wow, that's fascinating. I can actually like fix people and heal people with modern technology. And that's sort of what drove me down the path to cardiology, is just feeling like I really want to fix people. This is great. And, you know, not only did I do cardiology, but I decided to continue to pursue additional training in advanced heart failure and cardiac transplantation. And so I was, you know, managing heart transplant recipients for many, many years. And I realized that there was something that we were doing wrong in the hospital. We were spending hundreds of thousands, really millions of dollars on people who had diseases that were preventable. Although I wasn't really taught that in medical school, that a lot of what we see in the hospitals are preventable, and we're spending all this money developing drugs to treat things that were really man-made diseases, as I like to think of them. For example, you know, one patient that I always remember was a young person who came in shock because of the heart was failing, and the person ultimately needed an emergent heart transplantation and got one. But the reason this young person was there is because they had uncontrolled diabetes, something that is in many cases reversible, but most importantly, it's controllable and manageable. And this person just lived a life where they weren't engaged in their own care. And a patient ended up getting transplanted, and that was great. We fixed that problem, but we never fixed the root cause. And the root cause was this was a person not engaged in their own care. And 5 years later, this person ended up rejecting their heart transplant because, you know, they behaved the same way they did when they came into the hospital and ended up dying. And that's just one story of many. We see this with people who get bypass surgery. You know, they get their arteries bypassed, and they end up going out smoking cigarettes again, and they come back with another heart attack. And I realized we just weren't doing a good job at teaching patients about their disease and teaching them ways to use lifestyle to help improve their current disease state and also prevent other diseases.
Well, those details shared certainly helps us understand where the inspiration came from, and really appreciate what you are doing in the space and the difference you're making as well. Now, you emphasize lifestyle and preventative medicine in your approach to care. Can you talk about why you think that's important and an effective approach for your patients?
Of course. We know that just by simply exercising 150 minutes per week and eating a diet that has predominantly plants in it, predominantly plant-based diet, can reduce your risk of having a heart attack 3 times more than taking a medication. Yet, in my training, what I learned was all the clinical trials about, you know, statins and other drugs that can help prevent disease, which is great. However, what we aren't taught is these other statistics. And so lifestyle interventions is an extremely powerful and underutilized tool in managing disease. And I talked a little bit about diabetes, but diabetes in many cases is completely reversible. High blood pressure. I mean, we have people in our practice, you know, that started out on 2 to 3 medicines that were able to come off of them, you know, by just introducing significant lifestyle interventions. And so it's not only important for treating disease, but also preventing disease. And, you know, right now in our current era of the pandemic, we see that a lot of the people who are succumbing to the virus are people who have risk factors that are related to lifestyle diseases, such as being overweight or obese, having high blood pressure, and having heart disease.
Well, it certainly makes a lot of sense and certainly brings a lot of hope with the information you just shared there, and thanks for that. Now, as we know, food seems to play a particularly critical role in a healthy lifestyle. Tell us about your approach in this regard to culinary medicine and the types of teaching and events you offer at Synergy Private Health.
Yes, absolutely. So food is, or poor dietary intake, is the leading cause of preventable death. In fact, there's 700,000 deaths attributable every year to poor dietary intake alone, and most of those deaths are attributable to cardiovascular disease. So we are what we eat, and we are a society full of foods that promote inflammation, that are void of important nutrients and other phytonutrients that help to sustain a healthy body, and particularly healthy coronary arteries, healthy brain, et cetera. There's no organ that doesn't benefit from choosing a healthy diet. And so that is actually a critical piece of our teaching here at Synergy. And we think that it's so important that I've actually built a teaching kitchen here in our practice where we have classes for patients. Right now we're doing those live via Zoom, and we send out recipes and ingredient lists, and we cook with our patients. And what we've learned is that it's not enough to just tell people what they need to eat. And I'll give an example. I was counseling someone the other day who just became, you know, pre-diabetic, and they said, you know, I really love pasta, and I don't really know how to cook anything other than pasta. And I said, well, you know, have you tried, at least instead of eating all of your whole dish pasta, how about substituting half of it with zucchini noodles? And the person said, wow, what's a zucchini noodle? I don't even know how to cook those. How do you cook those? And so, you know, quite frankly, just giving those little tips can help people make changes. And we find that if we just say, listen, I need you to limit these carbohydrates and, you know, eat this much protein and don't eat that much fat, it makes people leave the office feeling overwhelmed, and they're not sure what that means. And so our approach is to give people skills. We see people that have never chopped an onion before. So how can you expect someone to be proficient in the kitchen when they've just never been taught the skills, and the skills how to make choices, appropriate choices, even simple food swaps, like, okay, let's switch out that pasta for whole grain pasta so we can get more whole grains in your body. And we know that there are specific foods that can lower your risk of certain diseases. For example, we know that eating a cup of blueberries every day can help lower your blood pressure. We know that there are nitrates in certain green leafy vegetables. And when you chew those, it converts nitrates to nitrates, which causes dilation of the arteries, the blood vessels to all of your organs. And so it's more than just eliminating foods in your diet that aren't good for you. We emphasize what are specific foods that are health promoting. So it really is a new and rising field of culinary medicine, where we teach patients how to do for themselves.
Super things you're doing there at the clinic at Synergy Private Health in the Boston community today. We're joined by Dr. Kimberly Parks, a Harvard-trained clinician, educator, and researcher who is passionate about providing enhanced care using a holistic approach with wellness at its core. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you started Synergy Private Health as a concierge-style or membership-based medical program. Why do you think that this was the best model to support your vision and your unique approach to personalized care?
Well, I put together this model of care that I thought was the best way to manage patients. And it included, you know, being able to give individual one-on-one attention, being able to do group classes, being able to support ways to reach outside of our community and teach others outside of the Synergy Private Health community. And the best model for us to support that was to do a membership-based model. It allows us to give people the time that they need. If we need to do a two-hour visit just to talk about lifestyle interventions, we'll do it. If we need a two-hour visit because there's something complex happening in your medical care, then we're able to do that. So it really has been the perfect model for launching the types of add-on services that we do here.
Well, it certainly makes all the sense in the world for sure now. What kind of feedback have you received so far from Synergy Private Health members, and what aspects of the lifestyle approach and the membership experience do they seem to appreciate the most?
One thing special that happens here at the practice is there's a very large sense of community. And the best feedback that I have is the fact that our members send us their friends. And so we do have this community network of, you know, people. We started out with a core group, and then that core group doubled, tripled, et cetera, really because they were so excited about the practice that they told all their friends, and their friends have joined. And so I think that's the one thing that they really appreciate is this community aspect, and also feeling like they're part of our family, of our medical family. And our patients do get that sense. Each of our staff are very personal with the patients. They all, you know each other quite well, know their families well, and they feel comfortable calling anytime, texting me, emailing me to answer questions that they may otherwise feel uncomfortable talking to their doctor about. So I think that's, you know, that's the biggest thing that this has really helped to foster. But patients love our holistic approach. They love the fact that we're not just going to give you a pill to treat whatever ailment that you have. We're going to dig deep. It's slow medicine. It does take effort on the other person's part. But what we're finding is people in our next generation, they don't want pills to treat disease. They want to help find the root cause, and they want to be an active participant in their healthcare plan. And sometimes that means, you know, instituting an exercise program. Sometimes it means, you know, working through their sleep issues, why they're not sleeping. Sometimes it's figuring out how to improve their socialization. So it really is that holistic approach that people appreciate.
And, of course, certainly appreciate your feedback in those regards. Lastly, what would your best advice be for other doctors who are considering the lifestyle medicine approach and or transitioning to a concierge model as well?
Wow. Well, if you're thinking about it, then follow your dream, follow your heart, do something that you're passionate about. But you really do, this is something that you have to be passionate about to do well. And it can be done. I started from the ground up. I had zero patients when I walked. Actually, I had one patient when I walked in the door, and then they all followed. And now, you know, we're just about at the point where I'm going to be needing to start a waiting list. We've had such a good response to this. So, you know, talk to others that are doing it. Be brave. Be bold. It can be done.
Well, you're certainly living proof that it can be done. And Dr. Parks, really appreciate your visit with us here today on EPN. Where can listeners get more information on your clinic, Synergy Private Health, and also how could they best be in touch?
Best place is on our website, synergyprivatehealth.com.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Dr. Parks, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Kimberly Parks, a Harvard-trained clinician, educator, and researcher who is passionate about providing enhanced care using a holistic approach with wellness at its core. She holds 3 board certifications, internal medicine, cardiology, and advanced heart failure and transplantation, and has been practicing in the Boston community for over a decade. And for further details, simply visit SynergyPrivateHealth.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.